Right now, I guess it's time for us to check the weather with none other than Pat Pagano. Uh-oh, what's this? What's this? Is that Pat Pagano singing? Can we really expect Pat Pagano to sing the forecast? Maybe this morning we can expect Pat Pagano to sing the forecast.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain.
Pat, good morning. Hey, you got a great voice.
Well, thank you. Yes. Yes. You haven't seen me dance yet either.
No, but you got the whole package.
I'll be dancing at 1 o'clock when they put me in that dentist chair.
Relax, sure. Relax. I'm trying to get you to forget about that.
I know.
What a great clip that is. Gene Kelly singing in the rain. I mean,
that is one of the best.
Yeah. Well, anyways, let's put your oral surgery to the side now, and know that it's going to go A-okay, and that when I speak to you either Monday or Tuesday, you won't sound like this.
I sure hope not. But in the meantime, yes. We do have the showers today.
Yes, we
65
do.
65 to 70. They will end before midnight tonight, 50. A partly sunny Saturday, nice one, low 70s. Mother's Day, clouding up, and a chance of some rain developing in the afternoon. I do feel at this point that most of our rain will be on the light side, in the 50s, more rain Monday, 50s, and more rain Tuesday.
And the rain on Monday will be more on the steady side.
I think Monday into Tuesday we'll get more significant rain. Yep, absolutely. But, you know, the modeling is still pretty much the same. The American model still trying to say, much of the rain staying south. A lot of the European model saying, no, there's going to be a bout of rain on Sunday. That then there could be a lull later Sunday night, and then it returns on Monday. So, either way, I mean, we have to include some rain in the forecast, and hopefully it won't be dampening any of our mom's spirits, I'm hoping, and everything will be fine as far as that's concerned, too. And I'm kind of glad, more than likely I won't be here Monday. I'm kind of glad because who wants to face Marshall with 40s and rain?
That's right. Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody, I tell you.
By the way, how'd you make out with the transmitter?
Well, we still have the loaner in. The part that we have to order comes from England. The transmitter cost $5,000 new. By the time we end up having to fix it and repair it, that's going to be an easy $2,000 to $2,500. Why? Because they have to ship it from England, and of course it's next day because it's fixed. So the shipping alone from England by FedEx is going to be somewhere around $400 or $500. It's just a shipping. Then we have the part price, which they tell us is between $500 and $1,000,
depending on the labor.
And then the labor. So anybody out there that likes to contribute to us, hey, just go to our website, robinhoodradio.com, click on make a donation, and put for the transmitter repairs, I tell you. Because otherwise, 100% of it comes out of Jill. Well, 100% of it's coming out of our pockets anyways, because we have to pay for it all up front. You don't do anything nowadays from somebody in a foreign land without it all being paid up front.
Do we know why this happened?
The transmitter's been on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for over 11 years. So, should it happen? No. Our AM transmitter lasted 37 years. Of course, when that went, it was $30,000 to $40,000 to replace. But that lasted for 37 years. This is 11 years. And do I think it should have happened? No. But did it happen? Yes. So it's business. Business, as Eddie Murphy said. Well, anyways, so that's that. So that means you're for Mother's Day, you're going to be kind of lying low.
It looks that way. It looks that way. I mean, again, I'm hoping it's nothing, quote, severe.
You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine, I'm telling you. You're going to be fine.
I'll be right.
You're going to be a little uncomfortable at first. You're going to be a little uncomfortable, and you have to get used to what they're putting in your mouth for temporary. But right. But you will. I'm telling you. You will. I mean, there you go. Those are mine, you know?
Yeah. I'm just hoping that there's not a lot of pain that's going to come with the surgery afterwards.
It's soreness. Won't be pain. There'll be a little soreness.
Right.
That's just the way it is. I don't know what they've told you is this thing that they're putting in is it's not something you can put in and take out, right?
Are you talking about the implant?
Yeah.
No. What they're putting in is the socket part of it.
Yeah.
They're putting in the socket part of it and
giving you some dentures to go over that.
And then they got the temporary denture that will go over that.
Now, can you take the temporary denture in and out?
Yes.
All right. My suggestion to you is the first day you get home after it's in,
right?
Leave it in for a while, but then take it out, and then put it in again. And then when you go to bed, take it out. And when you get up in the morning, if you feel like put it in for a couple hours, and gradually build it up so you've got it in for 6, 7, 8 hours. That's a little bit of advice I'll give to you.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think one of the problems that I could have to cope with is the fact that there may be swelling.
Yeah.
And that could hurt to put it back in and out.
No, not really. Not really. I'm telling you. Not really. But you have to do it. Your mouth has to get used to it, Pat.
Yeah.
And by taking it in and out, you reduce the swelling. So... from Dr. Miles, take my advice. It's absolutely free. I know I've been through all this stuff before.
Yeah. Right.
But everybody's different, so see what happens when you get home. That's the whole thing. See what happens when you get home.
Okay.
You know, if I were you, stay in bed and get a little bell and ring it so people will bring you, like, chicken soup and stuff like that. Ding, 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 ding.
That's not me. I know that I will be up and walking.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Got to. But anyhow, AJ is on standby, so you'll probably speak to him on Monday, and hopefully you'll speak to me Tuesday. If not, the latest would be Wednesday.
Right, well, text or email me over the weekend. Let me know how you're doing.
I will. Thanks, Mitch.
I won't call you because I don't want you to answer the phone.
I'm going to have to try to speak as much as I possibly can. I mean, that's the only way I'm going to get back on the air, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Exactly.
But you don't need useless telephone calls.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And a telephone call from me would be useless when you can just email me and let me know how you're doing.
I will do that.
So it doesn't mean I don't care about you, Pat. I'd call, but there's no reason for me to call.
Right. Thank you, Marshall.
Well, all right. So I want you to put all the negative thoughts out of your mind.
Right.
And just think positive.
I will think positive, and I wanted to wish all our moms a very happy Mother's Day.
All right, Pat, and we'll speak to you on Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, you got it.
Take care, buddy.
Okay, bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on that tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.
Remember?
Ah, yes, there's that song again. Gene Kelly, what a great song. From Singing in the Rain, why not bring on the title song to wrap up our forecast for this morning? All right, for all you folks watching on Facebook Live this morning, hey, have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday morning from 6 until 7 o'clock with Facebook Live. Have a great weekend, all you Facebook friends. And we continue on the next 2 hours streaming live on TuneIn and also live on the Robinhood Radio Network with The Breakfast Club here on Robinhood Radio. Let the stormy clouds chase.